Penguin Random House Audio presents Flight of Dreams by Ariel Lawhon. Read for you by John Lee. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly be broken. C.S. Lewis, The Four Loves. U.S. Commerce Department Board of Inquiry. Hindenburg Accident Hearings, May 10, 1937. Naval Air Station, Main Hangar, Lakehurst, New Jersey. Please inform the Zeppelin Company in Frankfurt that they should open and search all mail before it is put on board prior to every flight of the Zeppelin Hindenburg. The Zeppelin is going to be destroyed by a time bomb during its flight to another country. Letter from Kathy Rush of Milwaukee to the German Embassy in Washington, D.C. Dated April 8, 1937. This was not the first bomb threat, correct? The man in the black glasses lifts the letter and waves it before the crowd. Did anyone bother to count how many there were? Oh, for God's sake, to believe them? Max thinks the man's last name is Schroeder, but he can't remember, and in truth he doesn't care. He's a fool if he believes that crazy woman from Milwaukee and her letter. Not that anyone else in the room is concerned with Max's quiet derision. People whisper and nod their heads like mindless puppets at the idea of sabotage. Search the mail, she said. There's a bomb on board, she said. It's a popular theory, especially now, with the wreckage still sprawled in the field outside. But no one cares about the truth. They prefer theatrics and conspiracy theories.